So the reason why we wanted to set up a shared iCloud folder in your photos specifically is because everyone can have access to it. You can easily add new people to that shared iCloud album, and it's just on your camera roll.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson. We have a fun topic today that has really, really helped.
Tremendously. Oh my goodness. Game changer.
In terms of keeping ourselves organized with our content, being able to, you know, pass off a lot of the things that we do in terms of posting, one of them being stories, like Instagram stories.
Yes.
and just really like keeping all of our content organized in an easy way. So it's easy to share with multiple people and it's organized by category. So that way we can easily reference back to it, you know, for IG stories or like big events,
or blogs, emails,
you know, Prime Day, things like that. So we figured we'd talk about it because it is sort of a newer thing that we started, I think, at the beginning of the year. Is when we started it.
I think so. Or December, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think maternity leave was sort of like what we were thinking about of like, how are we going to?
I think so. Too.
And also we used to do Instagram stories a lot differently in terms of like when we were, well, we still have our team doing them, but we used to do a lot of deals of the day where it's just like, you know, a photo of an Instagram of an Amazon listing and then they post the link. But now we wanted to switch gears and have it be more of our content and our photos shared on our Instagram stories. So we're like, how do we make this easy so our team has access to these thousands and thousands and thousands of videos and photos? So,
and the new things that are still coming
and
in.
The new things that I record. So
before we were using Canva and they were using Canva for us.
Yeah, because they were just making graphics.
Yeah,
on Canva.
Graphics, right? You know, stock photos from Amazon or wherever we were finding the link.
Yeah.
And it worked well. For the time that it served its purpose, but now this new system.
Yeah, because we want our stories to feel more, you know, like us, and we have all this amazing content. So this is the system that we've been using, and it's been working really, really well. And I doubt we'll go back. I wish we would have started this sooner, basically, because it is a lot of work to go back and backlog. Like, we're obviously not done. However, now that we have this system in place, we can keep up with it.
Yeah. And because there's still a lot to backlog from, it'll just, there's always new stuff
going
in there.
On there.
Yeah.
So this is how we keep ourselves organized in terms of that. So the first thing that we did was we created folders and we just thought of like our main categories and sort of rooms in the Envy house. So we have a lot of folders now. I won't list them all for you. But if you wanted to implement this strategy, just think of your content in terms of categories, right? How would you want them organized? So we have, for instance, a bathroom folder, and by folder, I mean an iCloud folder. Now, most of our team has an iPhone, so this works amazing well. I think all of our team has an iPhone. So the reason why we wanted to set up a shared iCloud folder in your photos specifically is because everyone can have access to it. You can easily add new people to that shared iCloud album, and it's just on your camera roll. So
it's brilliant. I mean, especially for me to come in because I've been taking more photos of what I'm doing and putting them in there. And it's just so simple because it's on the phone and it is in your photo album. It's just a shared photo album.
Yeah, shared photo album that anyone can have access to as long as they have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can definitely do like a Google Drive, but the problem with that is it takes so much longer to upload. You have to go in there. You have to download the video. Sometimes the quality is not there. Like,
it adds a lot of extra steps.
Yeah.
But when it's just a photo in a shared iCloud photo album, then it's just like every other photo album. That it's like every other, you know, getting in your photos in your phone. It's so easy to work with.
Yeah. So we created a bunch of different folders, and sometimes I'll add new ones too as I think of things. But yeah, for instance, a bathroom folder. We have a travel folder. We have car, kitchen, bedroom, cleaning, you know, just to name a few. And so we created, I think originally we started with maybe 10 folders. And then I think we've definitely added more as I'm backlogging content.
Yeah, we might have a dozen or 15 mm-hmm. or so.
And then we invited all of our team members that need access to it, just, you know, by their phone number. And once you accept it, as you mentioned, it's just in your regular iCloud or in your regular iPhone photos. And it automatically gets updated when anyone in that group uploads new content. So that's been amazing. And then basically after that, you just start backlogging. So what
from
I've been
all
doing,
the photos, you just scroll back in your phone and see all the content you've created or photos you've taken.
Which obviously is easier said than done. There, I doubt we're even 10% of the way done. I don't think we'll ever be fully updated. But what's been great is, you know, if I have some spare time or if you're thinking about taking stories or whatever, or taking photos, you can just go through and then you just add it.
Just right then.
Add it to that, whatever category that
is.
So I've scrolled back when we originally started them. I scrolled back, you know, two years ago, or I think I started maybe last year because I was like, I know there's a lot of good content.
Because I did see some that were 2022. I don't know if I've seen any 2021s in there yet.
Yeah, I think most of our good content started in 2022, like early 2022.
Because that's when we went full time.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been pulling from. But yeah, just go in there and whenever you see a video, whenever you see a photo that you might want to reshare on a story, you just add it to that category. And so what I've been doing, because as I've been prepping for my maternity leave, when we're recording this now, I haven't started my maternity leave, obviously.
Baby's still in womb.
But I've been going back to all of our InShot videos, and I've been cutting them down to one product. For instance, we used to film 3 products in one video. So what I've been doing is I've just been cutting that, you know, 3 product video into one product, like individually. So that way we can share that product whenever we want.
Yeah. So now that you have the one video, now you
about
have three.
That one product. I have 3 videos. That can
out
be
of
a
the
story.
One.
It can be a reel, whatever that is.
It's
and
fun
so,
too. It's fun to see the stories that Beth's pulling out. Even if a little video clip, like she'll pull and add it to a story like this thing. And it's just a little mini, like two second
video. Yeah, it can be 2 seconds. It could story. Be, you know, 10 seconds if I talked about it in detail. But that has been really awesome. So more and more videos are coming into the albums because I've been backlogging and going through all of our old content as I plan for maternity leave. But that's been really great for me to just see and cut, and then I'll probably spend an hour or so just cutting all those down. And then after I'm done, I just go, oh, great, great. Kitchen, upload, bathroom, upload. And then it's great. But what this does is like, it's like, we have so much content. We have so much content. We could probably run our business
and never have to record another video
for 2 years, if we really wanted to. Just from our old content.
Just repurposing.
Like you said, that one video has now turned into 3 videos. Like, would I post a reel that's like, you know, 3 seconds? Probably not. But there's so much more for our team to use. We can upload those on Amazon easily. What I'm really, really excited about is when Prime Day rolls around, of how much more organized we're going to be, because that's what I do for Prime Day. I go back in all of our old content. And I see, okay, what products were top sellers and what's on sale and what do I already have filmed? Because that's the best way to do Prime Day at this point, because it's so hard to know what's going to be on sale and all the things. And I normally post a lot of stories. And so the fact that it's just going to be organized by category this year with hundreds of photos and video clips and boomerangs, it's just been amazing.
And for me, you know, because of the way my brain thinks, I love having those categories.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I'll look because I have my job now, you know, of adding more content as well. And I look, oh, I looked at the categories like, oh, there's fashion. I've got some shoes I can put in there, a necklace I can put in there.
Yeah.
My bracelets. And then, oh, there's health and wellness, or there's beauty. I've got some favorite thing that I'm using after I get out of the shower. And yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely just
me too. Yeah.
In terms of all the things that we do in a day, how easy we could just snap a photo or a quick video, even if you don't upload it right then.
Yeah.
But it just opens your eyes to like, oh yeah, there's so many things that we can be doing that are very, very easy to do. A quick photo of your outfit, quick photo of your bracelets. Like you said, you get in the car, you throw something away. I go, oh, I have a car trash can. Let me take a picture of this. Just so many things that we're surrounded by that all make amazing content. But you know, you don't want to be recording content all the time and always have your phone out and all that stuff. So exactly. Just having those categories as options has made it so much easier. And even when I record videos now, like, new content for reels, I've been getting better at maybe doing a talking story about the product or doing a longer pan shot that I might not normally do when I'm recording a reel.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can use it later and put it in the folder or make sure I get maybe more photos. Or for instance, when we get PR or we buy stuff for a giveaway, you know, that we're not going to keep, making sure I take photos of that. Like we bought a Coach bag for one of the giveaways. We bought, you know, a luggage, we bought different things. And I'm like, oh, great. Let me take videos of this and photos of it, because even though we're not keeping it, this is great content that we can post later on.
And also like the Coach bag, for example, like you could set it on the bed. You could set it on the couch.
Yeah.
You could set it on one of the chairs in the office and take different photos all with just a few minutes of just moving it around the studio house.
Totally.
And then away it goes and you don't have to think about it anymore. You've gotten 5 or 6 shots of that one item differently that can be used differently in future.
First, a hundred different things. So yeah, I honestly wish we would have started this like years ago, because our content is not organized by any means. I was like, luckily the InShot, every time you download a video, it has a folder in your phone that saves all of your InShot photos, videos in there. So luckily the 1500 videos that I've done over the years are saved in that. So it is easy for me to look back and luckily start backlogging those videos because they're organized. But I mean,
but otherwise scrolling through your phone, like you have to go back and go through all the other fun random food photos that you might have in there.
And I have, should we see how many photos I have?
I don't even, because I know I have a lot. I cannot imagine.
I have 73,000 photos and videos in my recent album. That's not including any of the other albums. Just since my recent.
How much was it?
73,000.
Yeah, I have 13,000.
Yeah. 73,000 in my recent. Okay. And so it's obviously a lot. And, you know, not all of that is work, but the past 3 years has been pretty much all mainly that is work. Maybe a few cat photos here and there.
Exactly.
And other than that.
Or a few dinner photos, you know.
That's it.
Most of it's just for content, because that's what we've been doing.
But yeah, just looking back at all of our trips, I was backlogging some fashion content the other day. And I was like, we had so many outfits that like, if it's in that folder, it's so much easier for us to share.
Oh, yeah. And where Beth, if she's pulling up stories and that she's going to, you know, like spring fashion, for example, and then she can go through and she can find the photos and it's easy for her to find the links because, you know, everything is
in our storefront.
So we don't
have to send them the individual link. Mm-hmm. They can just easily
find it. Go into our closet folders and find the stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. And then like for me, like learning how to take the photos, that's where it's been helpful for me too. Cause I scroll back and I look and see, well, how did Stetson set up these photos? It's giving me more ideas of how I could set up photos.
Yeah.
So I've been taking a bunch, like when I'm here at the studio and I'm wearing an outfit that I like,
definitely,
I'll take a bunch of photos, different standing, hands, shoes, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I may not use all of them, but I'm getting more experience in just taking the photos as well.
Yeah. Because you see our reels, but like you don't have access to my, you know, my phone.
Right. I don't see what all you've done to get
all we've done. But now you do. Now you're seeing the cover photos and the different stories that I'm doing and the different reel clips or all that. And so that's been really, just awesome, because then we can both, obviously I have way more content
obviously
than you do on your phone. However, that way you can continue to upload new content on there.
Yeah.
That's sort of in line with our brand. So
yeah, for sure.
Seriously a game changer. If you post reels, like even if you don't have a team, I highly recommend you organize your content in at least albums on your phone. Start at least, because it's really just amazing for across the board. Again, even if you don't have a team, you can easily pull back, repost old videos from that. You have so much more content you can share on your stories. Just keeping yourself organized in that sense is so amazing, because then you realize how much dang work you've done.
Exactly.
However long you've been doing it. For us, it's years. And how much content you truly have that makes amazing blogs, stories, reels, snapshots, uploading to Amazon, uploading to Pinterest. Like, we literally have endless content, and now we're able to easily access it and share it with our team.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.